God, thank you for this joyous day. Now may we hear you speak to us, however that may be. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody watch The Lost Tomb of Jesus on Discovery Channel? You watched it there? Anybody else? It's okay. It's not against the church rules to have watched that. You know, by cable standards, that was a pretty big hit. About 4 million people tuned in to watch The Lost Tomb of Jesus. Some who watched it, I'm sure, were curious. What's this all about? Some were angry. I'm going to find something to write about in my blog that I'm angry about. Some were really uninterested, but they were channel surfing and went, oh, I'll stop here. Not too bad. It was on there, yeah, so you just kind of like put it on. And the History Channel, yes, the search for the historic Jesus was on there. Some people, they tuned in. For some reason, they really like documentaries. Anybody like that? You like to watch documentaries? Yeah, some people just like documentaries, and this was another one to watch. And now, right away, after it was on TV, it's on DVD, so you can buy the DVD. So far, I haven't found it streaming online or anything like that. But with all the viewers that watched it and the accompanying press coverage, this program did, at least for a short time, and maybe even a longer time, get people talking about Jesus. It got scholars issuing press releases that support the findings of the documentary and that contradict the theories put forth by the program. I did read one survey, and I don't know the validity of the survey because I'm not sure, you know, how many people were surveyed and if they were, extreme right in their political or religious beliefs or left in their political or religious beliefs. But a survey that came out recently says that, for the most part, people who watched it, their ideas about the resurrection weren't changed. If anything, they were sort of moved more toward Jesus really did rise again, and that they didn't believe the findings of the documentary. Now, it's true that some have been very vocal about it, about the idea that this ossuary, like it's actually a thing, a crypt that would hold just bones, that if it had Jesus' bones, that it would contradict the resurrection. Some have been very vocal about that. Our faith is under attack. How can these documentary makers even think about that? But the filmmakers, they said this. On their website, they say that their theories do not contradict the resurrection. But what they do contradict is the idea that Jesus, 40 days after the resurrection, physically ascended into heaven. Because if you had bones of Jesus, you couldn't have you could have a resurrection because he came back to life, but you couldn't have a real ascension, a physical ascension that happened. Others are just skeptical about the whole thing. They say, you know what, it's just an attack, or you know what, he did rise, he did ascend, and the filmmakers are just trying to make everything bad. They're just trying to attack Christianity, and they picked the Easter season to do it, and it was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. There's some papers downstairs, the script for the sermon, and it has some links. So if you go online, I've sort of linked the press releases and everything that you could look at. But let's put it into a little perspective. This is not the first time that people have questioned the resurrection or the ascension or things about Jesus. Listen to this from Matthew 28, verses 11 to 15. Some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. And the priests had assembled with the elders. They devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You must say his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews to this day. That's from the Bible. People have been discussing the idea of the resurrection since the resurrection. You might not be surprised to think that there are several theories that have arisen over the years about what really happened on Easter morning. One is that Jesus really didn't die. He was just really tired on the cross. And when he woke up from his coma-like state a day and a half later, on the third day, he just simply came out of the tomb and went to visit the disciples. Some people say that. Some people say Jesus never really did come back to life, that his disciples started to understand that Jesus had predicted that that would happen, so they stole his body and started the rumor that he was alive. Others say Jesus didn't really appear to anyone from the time of his claimed resurrection until his claimed ascension into heaven, that people just saw Jesus because they so wanted Jesus to be alive. And they'd heard that others had seen him, so it just kept traveling like that. And you may have heard other theories about the resurrection, people talking about it. A lot of people, judging from surveys, scientific surveys that have been taken over the earth, a lot of people do believe that Jesus rose from the dead. But a lot of people do not, for various reasons. And I can't offer any scientific or physical evidence of Jesus' resurrection. And the makers of the documentary can't give you scientific or any kind of real credible evidence that it did or didn't happen. They've got bones, and they did DNA testing and said that the bones of this person and that person are not the same. But we don't have Jesus' DNA to say, oh, yeah, look, it's Jesus' DNA. And Johnny Cochran cannot put on a glove and say, look, you know, that happened. Jesus must have been raised from the dead. We can't do any of that. But I can tell you what I believe about the resurrection. Here's what I believe. I believe that Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, lived on earth. He was crucified, he died and was buried, and I believe that on the third day, he really did rise again, and that he was alive. Really. And there are people who disagree with me. There are people inside and outside of the church who believe differently, but that's what I believe. I hold that to be truthful. I also believe that after Jesus died, a man named Joseph of Arimathea took his body, wrapped it in linen, and placed it in a new rock-hewn tomb, a tomb in the side of a hill or a mountain. And I believe that the women who followed Jesus, Mary Magdalene, who was not a... There we go. Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women saw where the tomb was before on Friday night, went home to rest on the Sabbath, and then came back to the tomb early on the first day of the week with spices and with ointments to prepare Jesus' body for burial, since there wasn't time to do it before the Sabbath. It was too late. And I believe that the woman found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. And I believe that the women encountered angels or two men in dazzling clothes who told them that Jesus had risen from the dead. And they reminded the women that Jesus had told them as much would happen. And I believe that the women ran to tell the disciples and that the disciples did not believe them. And I believe that Peter and others ran to the tomb and saw it was empty. I believe that Peter didn't know what to think. And then I believe that eventually, or at least even pretty soon, the disciples did understand that Jesus really had come back to life. And I believe that we have a reason to celebrate today. Today is the day that defines it all. In this month's issue of the newsletter, today is the day. I wrote about it in a little sort of two-person drama. How many read that? How many didn't? How many going to read it when you get home? There we go. It has a funny ending. I will tell you everything. But this is the day that defines all the other days. We worship on Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We don't worship on Saturday as the Sabbath, even though Saturday is the Sabbath, the seventh day. Worship got moved to Sunday in honor, in celebration of Jesus' resurrection. And churches still, some say that you have to worship on Saturday. And I support worshiping on Saturday. We could come here twice, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday the Sabbath and Sunday the time to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. But we kind of combine it into one. And people that still worship on Saturday combine that into one too. Christmas, that means something because of Easter. Because if Jesus isn't raised from the dead, you know, Christmas doesn't mean a whole lot. And the early church didn't care a whole lot about Christmas. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about that. It was the resurrection. But then that got them thinking about the beginning and the stories that had been told. But they started getting new life. Jesus' teachings, Jesus' miracles, everything about Jesus' life on earth have new meaning. Even though they are wondrous. People who can't see, seeing. People who can't talk, talking. People who can't hear. People who can't walk. Jesus healing them. They're wonderful. But because Jesus rose again, they have even new meaning. Jesus came back to life. They have new, exciting meaning. It's life. Jesus came back to give us life. Jesus came back to life. Life is what we have because of Jesus. Life is what informs, what just is woven through this celebration today. Jesus came back to life. We have life because of Jesus. Jesus gives all of us life. And scholars and skeptics, they can debate it and discuss it. We can even be part of that. Those who believe without any doubt can still trust in it. And we can be part of that. And any who do not believe can doubt it or deny it. And maybe some of us are part of that. But I am still celebrating because this is a day to celebrate. Jesus died. Jesus rose again. Jesus lives. And Jesus gives us life, the fullest, the most fullest kind. And it's all right. We can listen. We can learn from people with all kinds of opinions about Jesus. We can listen and learn from people with all kinds of opinions about the resurrection, about creation, about all that has happened and all that is to come. But we also can still celebrate. Jesus died and rose again. Jesus lives. Jesus gives us life, the fullest kind. This is a great week to celebrate that way. Any week is a great one, but this week, because we're so close to the Easter celebration, celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Celebrate the life that we have in Jesus. Celebrate the life that we have is surrounded and filled with God's love, and celebrate that because of that love, we can share that love with all we meet, because after all, that's the commandment that comes with it. Jesus came back to life, and Jesus came to give us life, but Jesus gave us that commandment to love one another. And we can celebrate all of that. It doesn't have to be just this week, but this is a great week to start if you're not in the habit of doing that. We can celebrate simply because it makes sense. We are. Jesus is alive. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the celebration. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your love, your compassion, your mercy. We ask that we can share that with all we meet. Amen.